Lesson one of creating loving ecosystems is understanding how love affects and controls the entire system. Everything that God has designed is designed around love. The entire universe is all governed by loving laws and loving principles. For us to be able to create a loving ecosystem, we need to understand how love affects and controls the entire system. For anything to flourish, love must always be present. We must understand how our condition, which we often refer to as our soul condition, which is the sum total of our beliefs and the actions we take as a result of those beliefs, we need to understand how this condition is reflected in the environment. We need to also understand that God is always bringing more and more love into the system. So God is constantly trying to recover the system, whether that system is here on earth or anywhere in the universe. God is always attempting to bring more and more love into the system. And every single living organism that has ever been created has been created to attempt to bring more love into the system. And unfortunately, we often resist God's efforts to bring more love into the system. We often attack the things that we believe are unloving, but which God has created in a loving manner to bring more love into the system. We attack the organisms that we believe are dangerous. We attack the organisms that we believe are toxic. We attack the organisms that we believe are going to substantially harm us personally, or our families, or the environment. We also attack the organisms that we find bothersome or pests. But all of these organisms have intelligence that God has been using to bring more love into the system. And we need to understand as humans that for anything to flourish, love must be present in the system. The second point in this lesson is when our love is present, all sorts of positive things occur. Firstly, all organisms and the entire system itself flourishes. In addition, all the organisms and the entire system itself remain in balance, in perfect balance, in perfect harmony. And thirdly, there is complete abundance for every part of the system to survive. So when our love is present, we receive all of these benefits in the entire system. And this was the second point about how love affects and controls the entire system. The third point about love affecting and controlling the entire system is noticing and understanding what happens when love is either absent or addictive. And let's define addictive as love is given only for some personal benefit that we will receive. When our love is either completely absent or is only given as a bartering system for something that we personally will then benefit from, certain things happen with specific organisms. Aggressive organisms express arrogance to the system when they are loved addictively. When an aggressive organism is loved and honored more than other organisms in the systems, they feel themselves to be superior due to the attitude of the human. The human views that particular organism as superior, and as a result of that, the organism itself knows that it is superior in the eyes of the human. And since they view themselves to be superior, they then begin to attack and destroy other organisms felt by the human to be inferior. In other words, they demonstrate a reflection of mankind's dominance over nature. When we do not respect all parts of the system equally and do not love all parts of the system equally, each part of the system that is given more love, if it is an aggressive organism, it will go into expressing its superiority over the other organisms. For example, a domestic cat will kill animals and birds even though it is well fed, because the domestic cat believes itself to be superior to those other animals and birds in the eyes of the human, and as a result it will attack these particular animals and birds. Another example is domestic goats eating everything, even when they have eaten enough, when they've had enough food to survive, they are still eating and they're still attacking and completely cleaning off everything. I've heard some other people refer to them sometimes as maggots eating the flesh to the bone, and that is often an indication of how the system is out of balance. And these aggressive organisms express arrogance to the system when they are loved addictively. If aggressive organisms are attacked by the human, then they themselves go into hyperdrive with reproduction. They feel competitive and aggressive towards other organisms in the system, and they are aware of the negative feelings that come from humans, and they are aware that these feelings coming from humans threaten their survival. And as a result of that, they respond to the negative feelings from humans, and they attempt to survive. So, for example, insects that people want destroyed will often feel that sense of attack from the human and therefore increase their reproduction rates. And insects that people want destroyed will eventually attack the people, the very people who want them destroyed. And this is why we have things like mosquitoes biting humans. Thirdly, insects will reflect the fear in humans that causes humans to attack others, and this fear will be reflected in the insects themselves in that they will swarm and attack and trigger the fear that's in the human. So it's important in the third session about this particular point, which is about how love affects and controls the entire system, that we understand that when our love is absent or addictive, that aggressive organisms respond in one way. If our love is absent or addictive with passive organisms, there is a different reflection. Passive organisms express meekness to the system when they are loved addictively. They feel themselves to be inferior due to the attitude of the human. In other words, because the human themselves generally has a lack of worth, these passive organisms also tend to feel themselves to have lack of worth, even if they are loved addictively. They are then attacked and destroyed by the aggressive organisms, and they demonstrate a reflection of mankind's submission and unworthiness. So, for example, a precious, shy marsupial that we love addictively will be attacked by our own cat, for example, our own domestic animal. The cat does not feel, the cat feels superior, the shy marsupial feels inferior, and because of the differential in love, the cat will attack the animal that we love. Passive organisms also regress and reduce reproduction when being attacked. They first attempt to flee the area completely if they are being attacked, and if that is not possible, they certainly go into hiding and they do not feel safe to breed and to multiply. And as a result of these particular points, we find the passive organisms reduce in numbers and reduce their reproduction rates, and reproduction is not able to be supported. So when our love is absent or addictive, we have these big imbalances towards the things we love addictively or we do not love at all, in comparison to the things we actually do love. What we have found in helping different people with their particular properties is that if they have love for every single animal in the system, that the animals that used to attack other animals begin to stop attacking other animals. And in fact, some animals have completely stopped attacking other animals altogether. For example, we have some friends who have who had lots of foxes on their property that were attacking their sheep. And once we introduced this concept of loving everything equally, the foxes stopped going into hyperdrive with reproduction. They also stopped attacking the sheep. And since that time, there's been no attacks whatsoever upon the sheep when before there was a large number of sheep being attacked by the foxes. In addition, what they have noticed on the property is that there is very, very little foxes actually on the property as a result. And this is because the foxes feel very, very comfortable now being on the property, and as a result, they're not in hyperdrive and they're not in attack mode. They feel that they are able to survive without having to revert to attack themselves. And as a result of that, they are much more in harmony with the rest of the environment. The fourth point about this section, that love affects and controls the entire system, is that all organisms desire survival. And they will always adapt to survive. If we love organisms and we provide everything that they need for survival, then we are not forcing adaption. We are not forcing an evolutionary change on the organism. But if we have an attitude that does not have a love, that wants these organisms to change, then we are actually forcing adaption upon these particular organisms. Thirdly, if we have an attitude of love, this attitude of love will allow change and growth through positive events rather than negative events. So an attitude of love does not force adaption through negative events. An attitude of love allows change and growth through positive events. So for example, we do not reduce what the organism needs to eat and therefore force the organism to survive by adapting. That would be an unloving action towards the organism. What we do instead is we provide enough of their normal diet, and we also love them and introduce other things into their diet that they may eat, and then they will be able to decide for themselves what they choose to change and grow with. Organisms that are not loved will understand they are under attack from the system, and therefore they will respond to that attack. Organisms that are loved will drop their defensive actions. The fifth point in this section is that all organisms respond to the emotions of fear and anger in humanity. Fear automatically creates a struggle to survive. Fear creates a system that involves a lot of work because everything in the system is struggling to survive. Fear creates a system that is without abundance. Fear creates destruction of areas of the environment that we are afraid of. Fear creates competition with areas of the environment that we are afraid of. All of these fears projected upon the environment cause the environment to also respond in the same manner. In addition, if we have anger as humanity towards the environment, then not only does this anger create everything that the fear creates, since anger is always the result of suppressing fear, anger also creates aggression within the entire system, an attack, a desire to attack and destroy. Destruction of the system through natural events also is attracted by anger, through natural events such as fire, flood, etc. These kind of destructions always occur through somebody, some human, firstly either expressing fear or expressing rage towards the system. Even things such as erosion of the soil in the land all begun from some kind of fear or anger creation, starting with humanity. And we need to understand how these particular events occur. The sixth point that we'd like to raise about the section or lesson one, love affecting and controlling the entire system, is that God is always trying to bring love back into the system. So every one of God's laws is created in order to expose a condition of love, whether love exists or not. And each one of God's laws has the effect of bringing more love back into the system. So every living organism that God has created will also respond to these laws, attempting to bring love back into the system. Each one of God's laws is attempting to correct the human's unloving condition. So if we understand that every little imbalance within the system is the result of the human's unloving condition, and we understand that everything that results that is caused by this result of imbalance is the result of the human's condition not being addressed, then we will attempt to address the human condition as a part of growing an ecosystem that's loving. If a loving system is left alone by humans, you will notice that it always eventually gets to a point of balance. If a loving system is attacked by humans, it always eventually becomes more unbalanced. So these are the main points that we wanted to state with regard to lesson one. Love affects and controls the entire system.